In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Advent has always been one of my favorite seasons in the church year. Not only does it prepare us for the celebration of our Lord's coming at Christmas and at the end of time, it signals new beginnings and hope. Martin Luther described Advent this way. He said, "The Advent lessons dance with promise." And indeed they do. In fact, I would like to say that all of our Advent worship serves as an invitation to the dance of hope. And to get you in the mood for dancing, I've chosen as the text for this message the psalm appointed for this second week in Advent. If you would now turn to Psalm 85 in your Lutheran book, in your Lutheran service book, as I read the following portions of that psalm. The psalmist begins, "Lord, you were favorable to your land. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. Restore us again, O God of our salvation. Show us your steadfast love. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. The Lord will give you what is good. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way." What a magnificent combination of promise and hope these words of the psalmist set forth. And no group needed those words more than the people of Israel to whom the psalmist first spoke them. They had just returned from exile. They were afraid of what lay ahead of them. Because their past was so miserable, they faced the future just as pessimistically. The memory of many disappointed dreams and frustrated hopes was all they could think of. This was the psychology behind this prayer of the psalmist. The psalmist wanted to change that. His was a prayer for a change of fortune. And just look at the optimistic way the psalmist begins his prayer. "Lord, you were favorable to our land," he sings out. And then piggybacking on the psalmist's prayer, the choir on behalf of the congregation next sings a song of confidence in God. "What God has done in the past, he may do again. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger," they sing. And then the choir's song rises to a note of almost passionate urgency when it sings, "Restore us again, O God of our salvation. Show us your steadfast love." And it's at this point that a significant act in the worship of Israel took place. A professional prophet steps forth and gives God's answer to the prayer of the congregation for a change of fortune. Says this prophet, "Let me hear what the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, and righteousness and peace will kiss each other." I don't know what images come to your mind with that kiss. For me, those images go all over the place. To even the kiss of peace that we give to one another as we leave this place after each chapel service. God's peace, we say to each other. Maybe sometimes even in a perfunctory way. But when that happens, even then, righteousness and peace kiss each other. And through that kiss, our God daily restores and renews us. Maybe we can compare what God does for us to what we can do on our computers. If in my electronic ineptitude, I make a mistake while using my computer, I can go to System Restore, and the computer will automatically restore my files to a point prior to when I made the mistake. Nice feature. It's clean, easy. In a matter of moments, I'm working again. System Restore. Would that we had such a feature in our own life as individuals and this community we call the seminary. Think about it. We mess up, and all we do is hit System Restore. Magically, our lives return to a point before our mistake or sin. No harm, nothing disturbed, right? Unfortunately, there are mistakes that even our modern electronics cannot fix. This is the time the prayer, "Restore us, O God," is the only thing that works. It's a prayer that pulls us forward. It pulls us together into a future of right relationships with one another and with God. And so we pray with the psalmist, "Restore us, O God." In this season of waiting, though, there is still a question that needs to be answered. With little fear of contradiction, do we not need to be saved from ourselves? With this question considered in prayer and with much thought and meditation, our season of preparation might just look a little different this year. Then in each of our lives, we will find that steadfast love and faithfulness meet, and righteousness and peace do indeed kiss each other. Can God give us any better ending to our prayers to be revived and restored in our faith and life in Christ? Can there be any better ending to our preparation for celebrating his coming into our world to live and to die and to rise again, that we might live with him forever? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.